Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, and in today's delve into the Bugle archives, we go back to April 2019. Greta Thunberg was in the UK. I was joined by Nish Kumar and NATO Green for issue 4106 of the podcast entitled Sweet Dreams Are Made of Trees. Yes, you heard that right. Top story this week, the environment is being saved. Great news here. Britain has been visited by the 16-year-old Swedish climate activist, Greta Thunberg, who has basically made our politicians aware that the planet is extraordinary action. She was the girl who kicked off this wave of school climate protests that we've talked about before on the Bugle, and it was extraordinary seeing the reaction of our politicians. She addressed a parliamentary committee, and politicians were then kind of lining up to thank her for finally telling us that we did need to do something about it. And it does raise the question, why were we not told before about climate change? Why did this one 16-year-old get privileged access to this secret information that even our senior political leaders were not aware of? It's one of the great scandals of British politics.
She's been much criticised by the right-wing commentariat in this country, by the sort of people who describe themselves as being classical liberals, which is a phrase that means I'm liberal, but before the abolition of slavery. And it's good to see that the Venn diagram between people who don't believe in the science on climate change and the people who are willing to publicly bully a child is in fact a circle. She attracted criticism from Brendan O'Neill, who's a writer from Spiked magazine, who said she looked like a cult member with her monotone voice and look of apocalyptic dread in her eyes. Spiked magazine is a magazine that apparently promotes free speech. So let me use some of my free speech to tell Brendan O'Neill to go jump up his own arse and die. And she's also been criticised by...
Matthew Parrott is already switching this episode off, Nish.
And we know he's a huge fan.
Massive fan.
He's also been criticised by Toby Young. Now, NATO, to give you some context, Toby Young is the Lord Voldemort of rich white male privilege, in that every time you think he's done, he comes back and seems to plan to spend a lot of time being angry with a child. Lord Voldemort is the most evil wizard in the world, and his big plan was to kill a baby. King hell, Voldemort. Anyway, what were we talking about? Planets, something like that.
Reading about Brendan O'Neill, it's hard to take a grown man seriously when basically his argument is that a girl made him feel bad by mentioning science.
Brendan O'Neill wrote this in this article. Anyone who doubts that the Green Movement is morphing into a millenarian cult, which I think is a cult that wears particularly nicely made hats. Should take a close look at Greta Thunberg. As you say, increasingly looks and sounds like a cult member with a monotone voice. That is just all teenagers, Brendan. All teenagers. And honestly, I mean, not necessarily a cult. You might just have a dream of working as an announcer at a train station. The look of apocalyptic dread in her eyes, the explicit talk of the coming great fire that will punish us for our eco-sins. He highlighted this, and I guess that shows that these days there is a fine and evidently hard-to-discern line between deranged member of a cult and someone who's vaguely up to speed with science.
Spiked magazine were in trouble a couple of months ago when it was revealed that they'd actually received a sum of money from the Koch brothers, NATO, your fellow countrymen, of course. What that basically means is they're a bunch of c***s.
So nicely translated into modern colloquial English. Also, to be honest, in fact, this supposed look of apocalyptic dread in her eyes, presumably that's because she knows that by saying anything, people like Brendan O'Neill will write articles about
it. And also, to be absolutely fair to her, if she is looking at climate change science, she is looking at the apocalypse. Also,
if I meet anyone under the age of 21 who does not have a look of apocalyptic dread in their eyes, I think they are off their rocker. There's a lot of talk, oh, it's a cult.
Yeah.
A sinister cult that threatens to preserve our planet and everything we hold dear. Terrifying. Truly, weirdly terrifying. But surely, guys, one of the prime defining features of cults, they tend not to be supported by thousands and thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers.
Yeah, there's very few scientists that backed up the Bhagwan from Wild Wild Country.
Of all the things for teenagers to lecture us about, the scientific evidence about the threats to the climate seem like I would prefer that. I don't know if you've ever tried to listen to a teenager talk at length about how we don't really appreciate Nietzsche enough, but I'll take client science over that any day.
It's her visit here has been the sort of cresting of a wave in the last couple of weeks that's included a mass protest by Extinction Rebellion, which is a large group of young people. Sorry, I mean us. I'm a cool young guy. Sorry, grandads, I'm about to Skrillex a dubstep all over this Snapchat. Wiki wiki wild wild west.
There's been a lot of Skrillex references on Google recently.
I just googled
is
the word
Andy,
millennial.
Is Skrillex paying you for product placement?
Yeah. Extinction Rebellion is a group that describes itself as a movement that uses non-violent civil disobedience to bring issues on climate change to the fore, and they say they want radical change to minimise the risk of human extinction and ecological collapse.
Yeah, I'm so self-interested.
Well, to that I say, get back to San Francisco in 1967, you f***ing hippies. Minimise the risk of human extinction. Well, let's light up a doobie and sing some Dylan round a campfire, you stinking beatnik. Jesus.
I saw a headline in The Independent that said Extinction Rebellion climate change protesters glue themselves to the London Stock Exchange, which I understood to mean naked climate change protesters glue their own clothes to the London Stock Exchange.
it's quite a good way of protesting, to glue yourself.
Listen, glue yourself I've to always something. Said there is no more potent protest than anything that involves the exposing of a penis and testicles. There is nothing anyone wants to see less than a hippie's ball sack.
Well, that was was that from the New Testament? I mean, we did miss Easter last week.
That was actually a quote of one of the pharaohs when he insisted Jesus pop a loincloth on while he was up on the crucifix.
When did the pharaohs get into that?
Oh, the pharaohs, sorry. Sorry, listen, I'm a little behind on my Bible studies.
Fair enough, you're an even worse Jew than me.
Oh, I found my poster quote for my next door show.
Anyway, well, I guess Jesus, well, he probably would have glued himself had the technology been there. Instead, obviously, nails were the option to make it. To make his point.
God, we're all going to hell.
We are, don't worry, we are. And, I mean, if you think climate change is bad here, wait till you see what is going on there. That is way above pre-industrial levels.
At one point many years ago, I got, I was arrested for blockading a bank with a bunch of activists, among other things, about Wells Fargo's financing of private prisons and rainforest destruction. And we had locked the bank entrances, and the police came and said, look, we understand what you're trying to do, but we need to clear you out of here, because if there's a fire or an earthquake, people won't be able to evacuate the building if you've locked the doors. And we said, if there's a fire or an earthquake, we're going to get the fuck out of here on our own. you won't need to ask. I couldn't deal with the irony of the headline, Occupy Wall Street literally crushed under the collapsing banking system.
It was World Earth Day on Tuesday.
Of course. Happy World Earth Day, guys.
This week, Donald Trump issued a statement in which he failed to mention climate change. I mean, fair enough. It's like when a friend or family has a really bad illness. You don't want to keep banging on about it all the time. Said this: these words, environmental protection and economic prosperity go hand in hand. Which is true, like a child and a kidnapper. And also, a strong market economy is essential to protecting our critical natural resources and fostering a legacy of conservation. And that may be true, but the strong market economy doesn't have the greatest track record.
No, it's not. Unless there's a deleted scene in the film Wall Street where Gordon Gekko goes on a carbon offsetting mission to South America.
Trump, incidentally, often ahead of the curve on science, to be fair to him, early this month he shared the news that the noise from wind turbines causes cancer, a discovery that had eluded every single medical expert in the world. But noise from wind turbines can... So please, kids, if you're listening to this, stay away from noisy wind turbines for your own good. It might seem cool. I know there's a lot of peer pressure to hang around under wind turbines, but please stay safe.
Please, for the love of God, stay in small enclosed spaces and smoke your delicious cigarettes to avoid cancer.
Thank you, Buglers. More top stories tomorrow and yesterday and right now. Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.